माथेची वी आर रीडिंग चैतन्य चरितामृतम अंतिम चैप्टर 3 125 अनवर्ड माथेची प्लीज सो ओवर द कॉल माथेची
Okay, thank you. Thank you everyone for joining us. We are going to read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Are you hearing me?
Yes, Mataji.
Leela.
Yeah, and in background, your fan is, I don't know, I heard some song.
Okay, okay. Let me turn off the fan. Contact to bond kar diya hai. So, yeah, fan is on. So we are going to read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Antalila chapter 3. Yeah, the glories of Srila Haridas Thakur. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnana Jana Shalakaya Chakshurun Miritangena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtham स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स्वापदन्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथमितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्री राधा कृष्ण पादं सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत श्री राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुवैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Yes, so we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Leela chapter 3, and we are starting from the text number 125, The Glories of Sri Srila Haridas Thakur. Very wonderful chapter 125. Aji samapto hoibe heno gyano chilo সমস্ত রাত্রির নীলু নাম সমাপ্ত না হইল আই থট দ্যাট টুডে আই উড বি এবল টু ফিনিশ মাই পারফরমেন্স অফ ইয়গ্ন মাই চ্যান্টিং অফ দ্য হরে কৃষ্ণ মহামন্ত্র আই ট্রাইড মাই বেস্ট টু চ্যান্ট দ্য হোলি নেম অল নাইট বাট আই স্টিল ডিড নট ফিনিশ শ্রীলা হরিদাস ঠাকুর ওয়াজ স্পিকিং টু the prostitute was sent by Sri Ramchandra Khan to pollute Srila Haridas Thakur's character. What a heinous, you know, plan to pollute his name, Haridas Thakur. He was so much envious of Haridas Thakur's glories. He was a sadhu and his only activity was only chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. didn't do anything, you know, punishable thing in his life. He was Namacharya, and he used to chant 300,000 names a day. It takes almost 24 hours. So as we hear the story in this section, very interesting, a young and beautiful prostitute was arranged for this, to degrade his character, to pollute his character. But Haridas Thakur was fully protected by the holy name. Here we are seeing the glories of the holy name. We hear about the glories of the holy name, and we must see the examples also. One of the greatest examples is Srila Haridas Thakur's life. His life was completely dedicated for one purpose, chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. I was hearing all of yours chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. It was so sweet. It just went inside through the ear and inside to the heart, and touching the heart. And devotee's heart is the resting place for Krishna. So devotee's heart is also the resting place for the holy name. Holy name was entering so sweet and touching the heart, and whole body also became so peaceful and pacified due to the influence of the potency of the holy name. We must experience the holy name as Krishna. We've been hearing about that holy name is Krishna, but still we do not experience that fully. But I just have to experience. We have the potential also to experience the holy name as Lord Shri Krishna, and identical. So here, in the next verse we are going, and more we are going to discuss, means Haridas Thakur, as we know, the prostitute was visiting at night to Haridas Thakur. First night was gone without any time for the prostitute. Means Haridas Thakur was completely absorbed in chanting the holy name, and he didn't have time even to speak. And morning time already, you know, came, and the prostitute left this place. So it is the second day where Haridas Thakur also was thinking that it would be possible, what's possible for fulfilling the desire of the prostitute. So first night gone, second night, for he promised the prostitute soon Haridas Thakur fulfilled the desire of the prostitute. And let's see what is the next point, because Haridas Thakur says, I thought that today I'd be able to finish my performance of Yajna, my chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. I tried my best to chant the holy name all night, but I still did not finish. Means he was totally absorbed in the chanting, and he didn't want to finish. Our attitude is, let me finish. My 16 rounds. This finished word is always there with us. You know, we are hurrying for everything. Let me finish this. Let me finish that. Also, let me finish the chanting. 16 rounds finished. Done for the day. it is not the Harinam Sankirtan Yagna. Yagna means should be going on forever. You know? Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. Kirtaniya Sadahari. 126. Kali Shamapto Habe Tabe Habe Brato Bhongo Shachande Tomaro Shange Habe Vibeko Shango. Tomorrow I will surely finish and my vow will be fulfilled. Then it will be possible for me to enjoy with you in full freedom. Papa, Akur never wanted to enjoy the prostitute, but he tricked her to deliver her by giving her a chance to hear the holy name of the Lord while he chanted. Pure devotees chant the holy Hare Krishna mantra. And simply by hearing this chanting from a purified transcendental person, one is purified of all sinful activities. No matter how low born or fallen one may be. As soon as one is thus completely free from the reactions of sinful activities, he is eligible to render devotional service to the Lord. This is the process for engaging the fallen souls in devotional service. As Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita 7.28, Yesham tuvam tagatam papam jananam punya karmanam te dvanda moho nirmukta bhajante mam dhira brata. Persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life and whose sinful actions are completely eradicated, are freed from the duality of delusion. And they engage themselves in my service with determination. Here, Prabhupada says that Srila Haridas Thakur tricked the lady into hearing of the holy name. Why? To purify the consciousness of the lady. So, the translation says, tomorrow I will surely finish and my vow will be fulfilled. Then it will be possible for me to enjoy with you in full freedom. Well, that was her proposal, the prostitute's Lakshahira, her proposal that she wanted to enjoy herself with Haridas Thakur. So Haridas Thakur was giving answer in that way, but he knew the innermost desire of the lady and of all the living being entities. Next time we'll hear that Haridas Thakur says, okay, after finishing my vow, I'll fulfill your desire. What is the innermost desire of a living being? Living entity. Innermost desire is to become servant of Krishna, to be engaged in the service of Krishna. This is the innermost desire because we are not in touch with our innermost self, the Atma. We exhibit the same thing through the medium of our material body and senses. In so many ways, we try to serve this or serve that. Our mind is also like prostitute. Our only master is Krishna. Our only business is to serve Krishna. But we are serving so many masters. We made up so many masters in our lives. We think without this, without that, I cannot survive. I cannot live or I cannot maintain my life. We have created so many artificial masters in our lives. And we have forgotten Krishna, the actual master. Master should enjoy me. I am the enjoyed. Enjoyed means I am the subordinate servant of Krishna. Krishna is the enjoyer, master, controller. I'm controlled, I'm maintained, I'm sheltered, I'm enjoyed. Krishna is the shelter, Krishna is the master, Krishna is the enjoyer. Krishna is the protector. I'm protected. So in this material existence, we have forgotten. Actually, by forgetting Krishna, we came here. Then Maya covered, material energy covered our constitutional position. The inherent knowledge of the soul. We have forgotten our real swarup, constitutional position. And we hanker so many things. We have accepted the material conception of life. Forgotten the spiritual conception of life. That is, I am Atma. So, Haridas Thakur knew about, because he was completely aware of his constitutional position. Completely awakened, you know. By chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra purely, our constitutional position is awakened first. Then the function of the constitutional position of the living entity is to serve Krishna, love Krishna, to engage in loving service to Krishna. Automatically it happens once the constitutional position is uncovered. So here, again, very sweetly, Haridas Thakur was speaking to the lady. Many times, you know, we wonder why Haridas Thakur just left, did not leave the place. Yes, that should be our duty. We should be leaving the place immediately if any bad element comes to our way. We should not wait for a second further. But Haridas Thakur was dear associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Through him, Srila Haridas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established the supremacy of chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in this world. He was the most exalted example of chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and achieving the success in your life. Once we get the rasa, the pleasure in chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we would not stop chanting. Either you'd chant loudly or softly or in our mind, anywhere and everywhere, that would be our natural practice, natural activity. We would not live without chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. It is not possible. Exactly, without the mother, the child is, you know, completely lost. Atma is clinging to the lotus feet of Paramatma, our holy name. If some moments are passed, that's the pure devotee thinks, Yugayitam Nimishena Chakshusha Pravishayitam Shunyayitam Jagat Sarvam Govinda Virahayam. Oh, for a long time, I didn't chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. It seems 12 years or more. Maybe 5 minutes passed or 1 hour passed. Maybe for, you know, during the sleeping time, sleep, we did not remember, we did not chant. But that pain comes into the heart. Oh, I was bereft of Krishna's association for a long time. I did not see Krishna. I did not associate with Krishna. I did not love Krishna. I did not serve Krishna. Holy name and Krishna are none different. This point has to be understood, or this point has to be experienced in our lives. We've been hearing. Now it's the time to experience, even a little bit. So, hearing the holy name means seeing Krishna. Srila Prabhupada says, you say Krishna, you get Krishna. You hear Krishna, you see Krishna. Seeing Krishna is not possible through this, by this, you know, mundane eyes. But the same thing is accomplished through the ears. Hearing, the sound vibration enters in through the ear means you are seeing Krishna, experiencing Krishna. Pure soul knows it. This is Krishna. Because Krishna coming to us in the form of holy name. Krishna lives in Golok Dham. I cannot go to the Golok Dham or approach Krishna there. But Krishna can come to me. Yes, he has come to us. In Kali Yuga, he has appeared as Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Naam Rupe Koli Kali Krishna Avatar. In the beginning, we must have the faith in the words of Shastra and Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gurudev, Vaishnava, and chant. And later, we see there's no difference. In Sri Bhajana Rahasyam, Bhakti Vinod Thakur says that if we think the Naam is sadhan, means still it is Namaparad. We must accept name as Krishna and chant, then you experience. That is pure name. Shuddhanam. Shuddhanam means there is no difference between Krishna and holy name. Only the difference in application. If I'm chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, but my mind is focused to something else, then it is Namabhash. We would not get the full result, the love for Krishna or Namaparad. 10 Namaparads are there. We should avoid those Namaparads very carefully. Very carefully. If we are desirous to develop our loving, intimate relationship with Krishna. So by hearing that pure name from pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada is writing that, but he tricked her to deliver her by giving her a chance to hear the holy name of the Lord while he chanted. Pure devotees chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and simply by hearing this chanting from a purified transcendental person, one is purified of all sinful activities, no matter how low-born or fallen one may be. And Srila Prabhupada also proved that. He was a pure devotee, means pure heart. Purity means accepting the name of Krishna, letter of Krishna as Lord Krishna, sound of Krishna as Krishna. In this life, in this Kali Yuga, everything became very shortcut by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We can achieve our ultimate success in life by the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everything made very easy and shortcut method. By accepting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra as Krishna and chant and experience. When we chant purely, that name is none other than Krishna, application is proper as Krishna, then whenever one hears that sound, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, he becomes purified. That happened with Prabhupada also. Prabhupada started chanting in New York under a tree, right? The elm tree at Tompkins Square Park. And so many so-called fallen, I accept them very exalted anyway, sent by Krishna. They came and they heard the pure names from the lips of Srila Prabhupada. And their heart became purified. Just like here, by hearing the sound vibration from Haridas Thakur, the heart of that prostitute became purified. 127. Bishagye Shamacharo Kohino Khanire Kohilo Aro Dino Shunda Huite Thakur Thai Ailo. The prostitute returned to Ramachandra Khan and informed him of what had happened. The next day she came earlier at the beginning of the evening and stayed with Haridas Thakur. Now it is the second day. So holy name also attractive, supremely attractive, just like Krishna. Pure holy name, pure sound vibration of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra attracted the heart of that Lakshahira, the prostitute. And next day, she again came. She could have said something else, but she was also attracted to the sound vibration of the holy name. They said, when you, all of you are chanting, it's such a wonderful concert, you know. I'm not saying about tune only. Tune was so beautiful, sweet. Also the holy name, Nectarian. My Guru Maharaj was saying, in Nama Sankirtana, there are two aspects. One is tune aspect, another is the spiritual aspect. Tune consciousness and the holy name is Krishna, that consciousness is the spiritual part. And tune consciousness is the material part. We always, you know, respond very wonderfully when we, our favorite tune we hear in Sankirtan, in Kirtan, isn't it? Some tunes are so sweet that touches the heart. It's okay, good. At the same time, we have to also understand that holy name is Krishna. That is spiritual aspect or part of the Sankirtan. Ultimately, the tune would not matter. The tune would not matter. Only the name will matter. By experiencing the holy name is Krishna, it may come from any source, the name, you will experience as Krishna. My Guru Maharaj was saying, and it's wonderful, wonderful experience for everyone. In the beginning, we are attracted for this, you know, different tunes, melody, instrument, proper mridanga beats, proper singing, proper kartal playing, so many things we consider. Yes, it is also important to attract the big crowd. It is important, very important. But as we mature in our chanting in Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, by the potency of chanting, we understand that that spiritual aspect of the holy name is most sweet, nectarian, because that is Krishna. Then we are attracted to the holy name. As the holy name you will treat as Krishna. The way we treat the holy name, the whole world will treat back to us the same way. Means the way I treat Krishna, because Krishna is all pervading, living in everyone's heart, Krishna will reciprocate. So holy name should be honored, accepted as Krishna, loved by us as Krishna. So 128, Tulashi ke Thakur ke namaskar kori, dware boshi namashune bale hori hori. After offering obeisances to the Tulasi plant and Haridas Thakur, she sat down on a threshold of the room. Thus she began to hear Haridas Thakur's chanting, and she also personally chanted Hari Hari, the holy name of the Lord. See, the transformation is already set in motion, is starting. It happened in the village.
Oh, yeah,
Hare Krishna. So in Benapul, in Yashore district in Bangladesh, now it is in the border, the area, the name, the village is named as Benapol. There it took place. So the prostitute is now started to chant in the association of the pure devotee. The intimate associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how fortunate she was actually. Superficially or externally we see she was very unfortunate. But somehow or other she became so much fortunate. She was in the association of Haridas Thakur and she started to chant. First she heard from the lip of the pure devotee, the pure holy name entered into the heart through the ear as the sound vibration. It's like atom bomb enters into the heart and bursts. All the contamination were destroyed. One holy name is enough to destroy all the accumulated contaminations for so many lifetimes. One pure holy name is enough. And next pure holy name is enough for bestowing the love of Godhead. It's so powerful. We cannot even imagine how powerful the holy name. Krishna possess inconceivable energies. The holy name also, inconceivably powerful. See, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that Nam namakari bahudha nija sarva shaktis tatrarpita niyamita smarane na kala. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said Krishna has invested all his potencies, power into the holy name. So holy name became the powerful, isn't it? All the potencies are already there. So he is the potent person. All the powers are there. So he is the most powerful. Holy name is Krishna. Scientifically we understand. In the holy name, Krishna has invested all his power. So now this is powerful because Krishna possesses all power. So he is powerful, energetic. He possesses all energies. So in the holy name, all the energies are there. So holy name is now energetic, potent, almighty, inconceivably powerful. We cannot comprehend. It's beyond our comprehension. We cannot measure the power of the holy name. That's the point. Holy name is always pure, but it depends on our application. How I am viewing the holy name. How I am accepting. How I am chanting. With which consciousness I am chanting. How I am honoring the holy name. Holy name is not that sometimes it is pure, sometimes it is impure. It's not. Even the letters are also pure. Although, if I write down Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, I use the material letters, but it becomes fully transcendental. Potency is, descends in that letter. So many devotees, they write, Krishna name on their forehead. Even with water, it's fine. Write down holy name, Krishna, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Establish Krishna in the body, in the heart. And we put Tilakam in 12 places, establishing Krishna. So whole day, I'll be in consciousness, in that consciousness. Krishna is within me. Holy name is Brahman. Holy name is Paramatma. Holy name is Bhagavan. And there's no gap and difference between Naam, Roop, Gun, Leela, Dham. Amazing. Amazing. One person is Krishna. He is the name. He is Paramatma. He is Brahman. He is his name. There's no gap between name and Krishna. Between Roop and Krishna, and qualities and Krishna, pastimes and Krishna. If we make the gap, if we think there is a gap, this is offense, aparadha. At the lotus feet of Krishna, at the lotus feet of holy name. There should not be any gap. Krishna. Krishna means Krishna is the holy name. Krishna is the Paramatma. Krishna is Brahman everywhere. Krishna's, you know, is Rasa Swarup. Rasa Naam, Rasa Gun, Roop, Rasa Naam Roop, Rasa Naam Roop Gun, Rasa Naam Roop Gun Leela, Rasa Naam Roop Gun Leela Dham, or Krishna. Shri Krishna, Chaitanya, Rasa Vigraha, right? As we know, the verse, very beautiful verse, right? Nama Chintamani, Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukto, Avinna Tvam Nama Namino. Chintamani, Chintamani, conscious gem, fulfills all desires. Spiritual world is made up Chintamani. Chintamani Prakara, Sadma Sukalpa Vriksha. Nam also Chintamani. Nam is conscious being. See, when we, if someone touching my hand, I'm conscious, right? I experience, I feel someone touch, someone is touching. Similarly, when we decorate the deity forms of Lord, touch the deity form of Lord, deity experiences our touch. I'm dressing the Lord. I'm bathing the Lord. I'm touching the Lord. Lord experiences my touch. Even the photo, if I touch the lotus feet of the Lord, Krishna experiences. If someone touches me, my head, and I experience, Krishna is very finely sensitive. If you look at Krishna lovingly, Krishna experiences. Holy name is also Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. When you chant, Krishna experiences that I'm touching Krishna's lotus feet. I'm touching Krishna's hand. Krishna's lotus feet. When you chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, conscious being, just like we touch each other, embrace each other, we experience the mood, we experience the feelings immediately. Similarly, name is also very sensitive and full of consciousness, right? So we should read about the glories of holy name, and we've been hearing, and it's very wonderful. So our process is very simple process. Haridas Thakur, what he is to do, worshipping a Tulasi plant and chanting in front of Hare Krishna, Tulasi plant, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Our ultimate sadhana is Naam Bhajan, Kirtaniya Sadahari, Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. For Jiva soul, Jivatma, this is the highest function. This is sadhya, goal of life. This is, if we accept just Hare Krishna Maha Mantra chanting is the sadhan to achieve sadhya, no. This is the goal. When Mahaprabhu went to East Bengal, then Tapan Mishra asked one question to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was, who is Tapan Mishra? He was the father of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, one of the six Goswamis. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. His father's name was Tapan Mishra. He asked this question to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Please instruct me what is sadhan and what is sadhya. What is my duty and how to get my goal of life? What is the goal of life? How to get it? Sadhya means what is my goal of life. And sadhan means how to achieve the goal of life. Then Mahaprabhu said beautifully, Shadha Shadhan Tattva Je Kichu Shakol Nama Sankirtane मिले बेशक दस ए सिंपल स्ट्रेट फॉरवर्ड ओत परमेश्वर व्हाट एवर क्वेश्चन यू हैव रिगार्डिंग साध्य एंड साधन तत्व जे किच शक व्हाट एवर हरिनाम संकीर्तन मिली वे सकल हरिनाम संकीर्तन इज साधन इट इज द साध्य इज द सेपरेट इफ यू मेक द गैप एंड सेपरेट Oh, sadhan is this and sadhya is that, it's not. For example, my goal is to make a cake. So I have to go through a process. Mix the flour with butter, with milk, put into the tray, onto the tray, sugar, and then put into the oven. That is not cake. Cake is different, process is different, isn't it? I have to first collect all those ingredients. Is it cake? No. When I'm mixing, is it cake? No. When I'm putting into the oven, is it cake? No. When it is already baked, when it comes out, then it is cake. There's a gap between process and the ultimate product. Well, Hare Krishna Mahamantra is not like that. Although we accept in our immature stage, it is the process. It is the ultimate goal. This is sadhya. This is Krishna. There's no difference. That's the point. And when she began here in Haridasa, next day, he started to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra herself also, along with Haridas Thakur. So fortunate. So fortunate. So 129. नाम पूर्ण हबे आजी बोले हरि दास तबे पूर्ण करिमु आजी तुम्हारो अभिलाष टुडे इट विल बी पॉसिबल फॉर मी टू फिनिश माय चैंटिंग हरिदास ठाकुर इन्फॉर्म्ड हर देन आई शैल सैटिस्फाई ऑल योर डिजायर्स इट हैज अनदर मीनिंग इनसाइड इजंट इट सुपरफिशियली वी थिंक But all the prostitute was thinking, oh, now my actual desire will be fulfilled. I had the plan to come here and that desire will be fulfilled. But Haridas Thakur says, yes, I will fulfill your desire. He was addressing the desire of the soul, fallen soul. Or the soul, we are fallen because we have forgotten our constitutional position. We have forgotten our natural function of the constitutional position of the soul. According to the constitutional position of the soul, that's why you are fallen. If we maintain our constitutional position, if we are completely aware of our constitutional position and engaged the function of the constitutional position of the soul, then we are counted as one of the members in the spiritual world. One of the associates of Krishna in the spiritual world will be incorporated in the Golok Dham or spiritual sky. Means Krishna will be counting us as the citizens of this Golok Dham. It's a matter of just time will be transferred to the spiritual world. This is the ultimate point we have to realize. This is the ultimate point. First, we should be enrolled ourselves into Golok Dham, incorporated. My name should be included there, that I am also a resident of Vrindavan. Secure your place. Then it's a matter of just time. When the material body will fall away, the pure soul discarding the subtle body and gross body fly away, go back to the spiritual world, its original position. Holy name is everything. 130. Kirtana korite aiche ratri shesho hoilo, oiche ratri shesho hoilo, thakurero shani bisharo mono phiri gelo. So, Thakur, Haridas Thakur said that I will fulfill your all desires. Translation: the night ended while Haridas Thakur was chanting, but he, by his association, the mind of the prostitute had changed. What was the real desire, innermost desire of the soul? To be engaged in the service of God, to be in the association of the Lord, to live nearby Lord, with Krishna, in blissful life, in happy life. Innermost desire. And we are searching this in a wrong place, in a wrong way, and we are being frustrated, baffled. We are defeated. We are being defeated again and again and again. Instead of improving our life, we are meeting death. Nothing else. Here everything is ending up in death. My life is being defeated. Human life is very valuable life. And the true glory is by going back to the spiritual world. What is their any glory? What's the glory? Is there by going through this rebirth, repeated deaths? Again and again, we are pushing ourselves into that area to be suffered, to be brutally tortured, tormented, disappointed, and ultimately meeting death. Losing everything, going through hard work, whole life to accumulate things, and at the end you give up, cannot take with you anything. What's the glory in it? Glory is this: to be awakened to our constitutional position and to maintain, never forget your constitutional position. Never engage your mind into thinking of material designation, conception. Although we use our material designations, but I'm not the designation. I'm aloof, I'm different. And what is the function of the constitutional position of the soul? Chanting the glories of Lord. See, in the holy name, because it is Krishna, so everything is there. Krishna's spiritual world is here in the holy name. Material world is here. All the jivas are there. Everything is included within the holy name. Krishna's pastimes are also included in the holy name. My past, my present, my future is also included in the holy name. Everyone's karma, also included in the holy name, everyone's existence. It's so subtle truth, it's so fine truth, we cannot, you know, comprehend. But truth is truth. Just like in a, you know, a small computer chip can hold volumes of volumes of volumes of volumes of information. Isn't it? A nano chip can hold so many information. So Krishna's holy name, you know, includes everything. Amazing. Whole Krishna is there. Everything is there. This is amazing. So now the prostitute started to chant the holy name. That the Haridas Thakur wanted for her. By chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, she will be happy. That will fulfill her all desire. We all want to be happy. So by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, if we become happy, that means my life's goal is fulfilled. Right? That's the point. So the prostitute now purified. Prostitute now purified fell at the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur and confessed that Ramachandra Khan has appointed her to pollute him. So now the prostitute couldn't take it anymore. Now heart is really so much purified. Purified heart can see all our past misdeeds. We feel so much guilty. As we are progressing in Krishna consciousness, maturing in Krishna consciousness, advancing in Krishna consciousness. Some, we also reflect sometimes our past lives. That yes, I've made so many mistakes in my lives. And we regret, genuinely we regret, genuinely we ask forgiveness from Krishna. Generally, we try to rectify ourselves. These are all due to chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The potency of chanting is such that it prevents us from doing any sinful activities. We never ever think of being engaged in sinful activities again in this life. And in past, you know, like not past, it means past birth, but you know, in this life also, in the past, in this life, in the past, also we did so many foolish things. Being puffed up, we did so many wrong things, addressed, you know, very harsh way, talked very harshly, mistreated people. Many wrong things we did. Wrong lifestyle we had. Wrong eating, wrong kind of things, activities we did. Holy name is showing, no, give up those things. Never do again. Make your heart pure. Make your heart a suitable place for sitting Shri Shri Radha Krishna. These are the potency of holy name. Cheta Darpana Marjana. This is the first point. First thing the holy name does. Just like, you know, when you take the medicine, first day you feel little relief, isn't it? Second day, more relief. Third day, yes, relief. Like a doctor gives, you know, prescription. You have to take, you know, this medicine for 1 week, right? So as the patient takes, feels better every time. Similarly, as we drink the nectar of holy name and chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we become strong in our spiritual life and we develop distaste for sinful life. Now, this Lakshahira, she did so many wrong things. She had taken the profession of prostitution and she was a very rich person. Lots of wealth she had accumulated. Now she was regretting. No, that was wrong. What I planned due to, you know, Ramachandra Khan's conspiracy. I was the part of the conspiracy. And I came here to pollute that sadhu. Means no one can imagine any heinous act, more heinous act than this. To try to pollute the sadhu in any way by blaming wrongly or with a conspiracy or this way or that way. Holy name will not tolerate that. That's why whoever is chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we should understand he is with Krishna. So be careful. Should not just criticize, should not try to, you know, try to do this or that, hurting that person. If that person comes genuinely to learn something, then you teach. Just like Gopal Bhatta Goswami. He would never ever tolerate any criticism or blasphemy toward any devotee. he would say, if anyone is chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, he is with Krishna. So Krishna will rectify him. You don't have to bother for that. And that's true. That's true. If I chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then Krishna is with me. Or I am with Krishna. Like my hand in the fire, or I am nearby fire, I am in warmth. So anyone is chanting this, he is with, she is also with Krishna. Maybe a child, maybe a grown up, maybe a sinner, maybe a saint. I should see Krishna, the holy name. Actually, this is the perfection of life. Like iron rod into the fire. That is the perfection. A soul should remain immersed into chanting. I'm the iron rod. Holy name is the fire. Iron rod should be in the fire. Then iron rod will take up the quality of the fire, will become fire. Similarly, the soul is immersed into the chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Soul is completely purified. Means regaining its own glories. Soul is always pure, but the subtle body has covered the soul. That's why the soul is suffering here due to our subtle body and gross body. So the soul will attain its pure glory. The iron rod into the fire. Haridas Thakur was that. Iron rod into the fire. And he was able to tolerate everything. All transcendental qualities descend into us. Or the 50 qualities of Krishna, which we have also in very minute quantity, also manifest. Pure transcendental qualities also manifest. So this much I covered today, that by hearing from the pure devotee of Lord Krishna, the holy name, prostitute became changed, transformed. She understood her degraded situation. So now she fell at the lotus feet of Haridas for his forgiveness and confessed that Ramachandra Khan had appointed her to pollute him. She spoke about the she was the part of the conspiracy of Ramachandra Khan because he was very much envious of Haridas Thakur. And Lakshahira, or the Vaishya, or the prostitute, she was hired like an employee. She was carrying out the plan of Ramachandra. Ramachandra was actually the culprit. Ramachandra was the actual offender. But that prostitute was not. That's why Haridas Thakur became very compassionate unto that lady. She was just an instrument. She was an employee used by Ramachandra Khan. Later we'll hear how Ramachandra Khan was punished by Sri Nityananda Prabhu. When Nityananda Prabhu was wandering door to door, begging from everyone, give me a word, give me a vow that you will chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Balo Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Karo Krishna Shikha. While he was touring whole Bengal, because that service was given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Nityananda Prabhu, to go door to door, knock at the door, everyone, and ask one word from them. Please chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and study Bhagavad Gita. Bolo Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Karo Krishna Shikha, worship Krishna. When he was doing that, he reached that Benapol village. And Ramachandra Khan was the Jamindar, landlord of that Benapur village. He came to their house. And then Ramchandra Khan also offended Nityananda Prabhu. And at that time, he punished that Ramchandra Khan. So the point is, we should not offend the Vaishnavas. We should be very careful. Yes, we may make mistakes, but immediately we should rectify ourselves. Whoever is chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, always pay obeisances from inside. Show respect from outside. Understanding that that person is with Krishna or Krishna is with him. So he's a fortunate person. Artificially or superficially, I'm seeing that he's a sinner or he's this or he's that. But ultimately, they're also Krishna's parts and parcel. Pure holy name means when I accept the holy name as Krishna, none other than Krishna. Application is the real point. How do I see Krishna? How do I accept Krishna? So our goal is to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra purely, with pure heart, and enter into the eternal past tense of Krishna. So thank you, everyone. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dandat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Mataji. It's so clear. Yeah, but Mataji, chanting Hare Krishna without offenses is very hard for Mataji. Sometimes I think it's impossible for me. Yeah.
We are all like that. Try again. Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai. Always think of Haridas Thakur. Again try. Haridas Thakur. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Pancha Thakur. Again try.
At least when we are in devotees association, and when we hear again and again and then again, we try. Thank you so much, Mataji, for your beautiful class.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mataji. Koti koti dandat pranam. Mataji, one small request. Sing simple
for all of us. And
Vaishnav song, please.
I see. Okay, how about Choradragan?
Yes, Mataji, what do you like to sing?
Okay. You are so wonderful devotee. You always love to hear Vaishnava song. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because it is for Purushottam month. So it's a easy tune. And I love it. So let me sing. I hope it will be okay. Sri Chauragra Ganya Purushashtakam. Braje Prasiddham Navanita Chauram. Braje Prasiddham Navanita Chauram. Gopanganam Chadukula Chauram. Gopanganam Chadukula Chauram. Anika Janmarjita Papa Chauram. Anika Janmarjita Papa Chauram. Chauragranyam Purusham Nama. Purusham Nama. Sri Radhikaya Hridayasya Chauram. Sri Radhikaya Hridayasya Chauram. Nabam Bhutasya Malakanti Chauram. Nabambu dasha
Malakanti Chauram. पदाश्रितानां च समचौरं चूराग्रगण्यं पुरुषं नमाम् पकिञ्चनीकृत्य पदाश्रितं करोति भिक्षुं पथिगेहहीनं केनाप्योः भीषणचौरयीदृक् दृष्टश्रुतोपा न जगत्त्रयी प्रि यदीयनामपि हरत्यशेषम् यदीयनामप्यशेषम् गिरिप्रसारा न पिपापुराशिम् आश्चर्यरूप ननु चौर ईदृक् दृष्टश्रुतो वा न मया कदापि धनं च मानं च तथेन्द्रियाणि प्राणाश्च हृत्वा मम सर्वमेव पलायसे कुत्र धृतद्य चोर त्वं भक्तिदां नासि मया निरुद्ध छिनात्सि घोरं यमपाशबन्धं भिनात्सि भीमं भवपाशबन्धं छिनात्सि सर्वस्य समस्तबन्धं नैवात्मनो वक्त कृतं तु बन्धम् मन्मानसे तामस राशि घोरे काराग्रे दुःख मये निबद्ध लवास्वहे चौर हरे चिराय स्वचौर दोष चितमेव दण्डम् कारागृहे वस सदा हृदये मदीये मदभक्ति पाश दृढ़ बंधन निश्चल सन कोटि शतांतरे अपि
मोचयामि
हरे
कृष्ण
माताजी थैंक यू कौमोदी की माताजी हरे कृष्णा प्लीज एक्सेप्ट माय
हरे कृष्णा धन्यवाद प्रणाम
हरि बोल धनु हाउ आर यू हाउ इज प्रभु जी
हाय हाउ आर यू
फाइन So, yeah, it's written by who, you know?
Bilwa Mangal Thakur.
Yeah, yeah. Bilwa Mangal Thakur. Okay. I know the translation, but still I'm seeing here. Yeah, because, you know, Bilwa Mangal Thakur was glorifying the Chaura, the foremost Chaura. Thief is not only ordinary thief, is very famous thief. So this is the translation. 8 verses are there. 1. I offer my respectful obeisances to that foremost of thieves who is famous in Britain as the butter thief, and he who steals the gopis' clothes, and who, for those who take shelter of him, steals the sins which have accrued over many lifetimes. 2. I offer my respectful obeisances to the foremost of thieves who steals Srimati Radhika's heart, who steals the dark luster of a fresh rain cloud, and who steals all the sins and sufferings of those who take shelter of his feet. 3. He turns his surrendered devotees into pauper. Be careful. He turns his surrendered devotees into paupers and wandering homeless beggars. Alas, such a fearsome thief has never been seen or heard in all the three worlds. 4. Mere utterance of his name purges one of a mountain of sin. Such an astonishingly wonderful thing I have never seen or heard of anywhere. 5. O thief, having stolen my wealth, my honor, my senses, my life, and my everything, where can you run to? I have caught you with the rope of my devotion. 6. You cut the terrible noose of Yamaraj. You sever the dreadful noose of material existence and you slash everyone's material bondage, but you are unable to cut the knot fastened by your own loving devotees. 7. O stealer of my everything, O thief, today I have imprisoned you in the miserable prison house of my heart, which is very fearful due to the terrible darkness of my ignorance, and there for a very long time you will remain, receiving appropriate punishment for your crimes of thievery. What a language of love. Means the devotee Bilwa Mangala Thakur caught hold the thief Krishna and put into the jail of heart in the darkness and left there forever. That was the punishment. 8. O Krishna, thief of my everything, the noose of my devotion remaining forever tight, you will continue to reside in the prison house of my heart, because I will not release you for millions of eons. Sham namami. Sham namami. Purusham namami.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anything?
Thank you so much, Mataji. It's a very simple tune. I was looking for a long time, the simple tune.
Oh, this tune is very simple. I can send someone. It's in the in my phone. I can, you know, turn on that tune. You can hear that. It's very simple and very...
Just we can forward to Prithi Vilasini Mataji, and maybe Mataji will forward to us.
Yes.
See? Okay. Sure. Because this is very simple. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt you. Beautiful singing. Beautiful singing. So heartfelt. I really loved your class, especially the part where you spoke about how when somebody is chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna is with him. And so we don't need to worry about it. Krishna will take care of whatever problems or difficulties or mistakes that person makes. So that was really, really wonderful, which I really, really, that, like I said, stuck in my mind very, very strongly. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Nice to see you. Thank you. How are you? After a long time.
I love your classes. I love your classes and I love your singing.
Thank you. Thank you. I love you.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Very nice class and very nice thing. Very beautiful.
So, Haridas Thakur ki glories. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki glory is in my Guru Maharaj ki glories. Just across the window. Guru Maharaj is here. Just across the window. I will show you one day if I get chance in the morning, you are at the night. I can show you the TUBP and our Guru Maharaj's Samadhi. In one group, you know, I was giving class and they requested in the morning. So I showed, they became so happy. I know there's no chance in the morning. But, you know, if some, or in the evening also, I can show Guru Maharaj. And TUBP and Srila Prabhupada's, you know, Pushpa Samadhi. Okay.
Thank you. Sorry.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Hari Bol. Hare Krishna. Sweet.
No.
Chintamani Dasloka, I wanted to say, Mataji. Chintamani Prakasha Sukhava Viksha Lakshavade Sudaviya Vigalayandam Lakshmi Jasa Chatashaka Vasiriya Manam Govinda Pani Vasiriya Pajami. Thank you, Mama.
Oh, sweet, sweet, nice. Yeah, chant every day, chant. Every day, sing this song. Beautiful. Wonderful. Thank you. All right.
Thank you, Mataji, for a beautiful class.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Yes. Yes, we can.
So, Dandavat Pranam, so we can end
yes,
now.
Yes.
Pay our obeisances to all the devotees. अतीतानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः अनंतकोटि वैष्णवबिंदु की जय श्री चैतन्य चैतामृत की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल हरे कृष्ण गुड नाइट एवरीवन ऑल द भक्तबिंदु की जय
Savitri Mataji ki jai.
Jai.
Pray for us, Mataji. Pray for us in Sita Mayapur Dham. Qualified to come next year.